Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Friday, June 29th, 2018 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. And wild ride it is. Just gets stranger all the time. Technology makes it more interesting. You know, just as a brief aside, it used to be, I don't know, things have changed a lot. I've talked about it on a regular basis, but you know how we used to, companies used to operate by the adage, the customer is always right. Not too long before that, there were plans with pensions and golden handcuffs, those kinds of things. I would like to leave, but I can't because they just treat me so well. Now we've come full circle around to the other end of the spectrum. That was always a ruse. And, again, those quotes about slavery come to mind. I mentioned yesterday that quote, Dresden James, the ideal tyranny is that which is ignorantly self-administered by its victims. The most perfect slaves are therefore those who blissfully or which blissfully and unawaredly enslave themselves. And looking at the tyrannical, technocratic, administrative state, that is precisely how it operates. Again, Jeremy Rifkin's book, The Zero Marginal Cost Society, is the operative concept there. People are, in the words of Bill Joy from his 2000 Wired magazine article, I think he put it best, and that was back then. You know, a number of folks have echoed that sentiment. TrueStream Media with their documentary Obsolete, same thing. Here we are. The Luddites weren't as crazy as people like you to think. But speaking of technology, it's not being my friend right now. I think, what was the title of Bill Joy's article? 2000, April Fools, 2000, Why the Future Doesn't Need Us, basically, Why the Future Doesn't Need You. Something along those lines. But, you know, that's the operative concept. Like I said, Jeremy Rifkin's book, The Zero Marginal Cost Society, is, I mean, it's basically, if you're paying attention and you understand what he's writing, it's there in the title. So, because as I have said before, the only way you get to zero marginal cost is by getting rid of all marginal costs, which includes labor, obviously. So, yeah, Why the Future Doesn't Need Us. That was Bill Joy's article. And, again, he quoted Ray Kurzweil in The Age of Spiritual Machines, quoting Ted Kaczynski, who warned us, you know, and his methods were, less than ideal, but I understand his point. You know, basically being infuriated with certain folks in academia in particular who knew better and were sort of the liaison for bad guys doing what they're doing to the unwitting masses. You know, this is what we've been witnessing. I guess, you know, it's one of those things, you know, where do you begin? Marxism introduced the concept, I think, of or formalized it, institutionalized the concept of pitting, you know, the Machiavellian concept, I guess, of pitting people against one another and themselves, literally making them their own worst enemy, which is why Nesta Webster was so spot on when in her book World Revolution, The Plot Against Civilization, she wrote, "It is difficult to write of these things calmly." And she was talking about the, you know, the infiltration of the French Workers' Party and basically turning the working people against themselves and one another to foment the revolution. Viva la revolution. But she wrote, "It is difficult to write of these things calmly, for to deceive the people whose simple faith and lack of education prevent them seeing whether they're being led is as cowardly as to guide a blind man into a ditch." And that's what you see. Anytime you see the raised fist, you know, there's always this effort to create a disenfranchised people and to balkanize people, pit them against one another and themselves, really. You become your own worst enemy. You destroy the institutions that provide your livelihood and provide stability. Nothing is perfect in life. But to destroy institutions that have made life tolerable for, you know, in lieu of something worse doesn't seem like a wise idea. And that's what always happens. You know what I mean? It's a rinse and repeat system. Anyway, Marxism represents that concept to me anyway. You know, anytime you see the raised fist, it always sounds good. You're disenfranchised. Here's why, blah, 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 blah. And it's used in a number of surreptitious ways, not the least of which Zbigniew Brzezinski, on the Khyber Pass back in, I think it was 79, 80, somewhere, with the news crew in tow. Hops out of a helicopter and tells the Mujahideen, Afghan Mujahideen, "Your cause will be successful. You get your mosques back and your homes back. We got to play that. Because God is on your side. Your cause is right because God is on your side." Really? And, you know, then that La Nouvelle Observateur interview back in 1998, a few stirred up. What's more important? Where he was asked, you know, so the way he put it, well, I'll just read the way the article read. January 15 to 21, 1998. Question. The former director of the CIA, Robert Gates, stated in his memoirs that the American intelligence services, speaking of Philip Drew administrator, anyway, Robert Gates, stated in his memoirs that the American intelligence services began to aid the Mujahideen in Afghanistan 6 months before the Soviet intervention. Is this period Oh, excuse me. It's supposed to be in this period, you were the national security advisor to President Carter. You therefore played a key role in this affair. Is this correct? Brzezinski, yes. According to the official version of history, which is a lie, it was Tolstoy, right, who said history would be a wonderful thing if it were true. Yes, according to the official version of history, CIA aid to the Mujahideen began during 1980. That is to say, after the Soviet Army invaded Afghanistan on December 24, 1979. But the reality, closely guarded until now, yeah, closely guarded because, you know, Robert Gates put it in his book, is completely otherwise. Reality is completely otherwise. Indeed, it was July 3rd, 1979, that President Carter signed the first directive for secret aid to the opponents of the Soviet pro-regime, of the pro-Soviet regime, excuse me, in Kabul. And that very day, I wrote a note to the president in which I explained to him that, in my opinion, this aid was going to induce a Soviet military intervention. Question: despite this risk, you were an advocate of this covert action. But perhaps you yourself desire this Soviet entry into the war and looked for a way to provoke it. Brzezinski, it wasn't quite like that. We didn't push the Russians to intervene, but we knowingly increased the probability that they would. And this is what's been going on, well, you know, certainly throughout the course of the 20th century, most notably since the creation of the OSS and CIA. And you can throw the FBI's COINTELPRO efforts in there too. And all of the other alphabet soups operate in similar fashion. You know, what was the latest that came out? You know, Lois Lerner and, you know, John McCain now is involved too. I mean, come on. So you have the IRS, you know, weaponized, not that it ever wasn't weaponized against the American people. It's been the enforcement arm. It's never been about money. It's always been about control and maintaining power, increasing power. The DEA does the same thing. There are stories. I've talked about stories. The DEA basically doing the same kinds of things. Let's see if I can find one real quick. Can't seem to find one quickly, but, and then what was the other one? The, BATF also, same thing. There are, you know, with the gun walking nonsense, there are plenty of stories there, but, you know, here's a fun one. Destroying, suppressing evidence is FBI standard procedure. That includes BATF and, you know, Ruby Ridge, Waco, Bundy Ranch, et cetera, et cetera. Peter Strzok, Patrick Gray, Loretta Lynch, Lisa Page, Janet Manet Reno, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, where's the one that I'm thinking of, though? Another ATF arms sale scandal. Operation Castaway. That's not it. That's interesting. And, you know, like I always say, it's administration to administration. That never stops. Weapons linked to ATF... weapons linked to controversial ATF strategy found in Valley Crimes. No, where's the... I don't know. Well, that's frustrating. Basically, what I'm looking for is one of the stories that... it's kind of an... Gladio type of a scenario. So maybe it's there under Gladio B. But Operation Gladio, government-sponsored domestic terrorism, targets American public schools. That was a State of the Union, or State of the Nation story. It's not that. Anyway, those are some, but there is one story where the BATF, I think the headline was something like that. ATF caught again. Basically manufacturing a terror scenario. You know, they create the plot, insert witless Manchurian Patsy here kind of thing. So, you know, the point is all of the alphabet soups do that. And this has been how this whole system operates, well, since it was constructed. We get reminders of this from time to time, but we seem to forget, which, speaking of Dresden James, the nom de plume, here's another quote that is sort of in tandem along these lines. A truth's initial commotion is directly proportional to how deeply the lie was believed. It wasn't the world being round that agitated people, and this is an interesting sort of irony right now, but that the world wasn't flat. When a well-packaged web of lies has been sold gradually to the masses over generations, the truth will seem utterly preposterous and its speaker a raving lunatic. So, you know, the evidence of technocracy and it as a sort of example of turning people against themselves, having people code systems that are part of their own planned obsolescence. That's pretty diabolical. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT.
U.S. National Security Advisor Brzezinski flew to Pakistan to set about rallying resistance. He wanted to arm the Mujahideen without revealing America's role. On the Afghan border near the Khyber Pass, he urged the soldiers of God to redouble their efforts.
We know of their deep belief in God, and we are confident that their struggle will succeed. That land over there is yours. You'll go back to it one day because your fight will prevail and you'll have your homes and your mosques back again because your cause is right and God is on your side.
Hey, bravo, bravo. So, you know, there is Zbigniew Brzezinski in his own words. Now, he passed away recently, but his legacy, unfortunately, lives on. So that's from the Zbigniew Brzezinski Road Warrior Radio YouTube playlist, which includes 8 videos, one of which is marked private now. I'm surprised that they're all still up. It's just shocking. That video that you just listened to has been posted on YouTube since December 17, 2006, more than 12 years, has only been viewed 27,000 times. I have another one that is number one in that playlist, same remarks, posted January 4, 2008, 80,000 views. Combined, barely over 100,000 views. And we wonder why things are screwed up in this society. And, you know, I was trying to say it yesterday as we went out, during yesterday's broadcast, if we're honest with ourselves, it's just easier, more convenient to be a slave in this society. People aren't free. You know it. I know it. If people are honest with themselves, they'll realize we haven't had private property in this country for a very long time, if ever. There's a reason why the homesteading plots of land are basically under assault like everything else by the federal government, because the federal government in this country has been weaponized against the American people. I've mentioned it from time to time. I don't remember the RBN host who said it, but I thought it was brilliant when he said it years ago. America, your government has been weaponized against you. I wouldn't call it your government. I mean, the constitutionally orthodox system that was created, if that were weaponized, that would be one thing. But it's very difficult to weaponize the constitutionally orthodox system with separation of powers, checks and balances, and so forth. A very small executive in the fashion that this administrative technocratic nightmare has been weaponized. And it's always, you know, there's always sophistry involved, as there was the early 20th century progressives were saying, well, you know, the administration of government is apolitical. BS. There is no such thing. And they knew it. Which is why I think R.J. Pistrito's remarks were brilliant in his Birth of the Administrative State, Where It Came From and What It Means for Limited Government article back in 2007, when he wrote in his opening remarks, "For those who hold the Constitution of the United States in high regard and who are concerned about the fate of its principles in our contemporary practice of government, the modern state ought to receive significant attention. The reason for this is that the ideas that gave rise to what is today called the administrative state are fundamentally at odds with those that gave rise to our Constitution. In fact, the original progressive era architects of the administrative state understood this quite clearly, as they made advocacy of this new approach to government an important part of their direct, open, comprehensive attack on the American Constitution." Think about that. And technocracy, though, you know, reinvigorated, I would say formally, you know, came on the scene in the 30s, as Patrick Wood helps us remember. And then seemed to die a fitful death, but really didn't. And then again, enter Brzezinski in the 70s at Columbia University. It gets this rebirth, so to speak, or reintroduction to public view. And it's, you know, the elephant in the room that no one can see these days. the zero marginal cost society. What's going away? Labor. When you have a company like Kodak that shuts down a division that employs 30,000 people, and the functionality of that 30,000 person division is replaced literally by a company that employs 50 people, that's technocracy. Technology obsoleting people. Now we have the STEM initiative, science, technology, engineering, and math, which Fethullah Gulen thinks is, you know, next to God, which is fun. And basically we're teaching children how to code their obsolescence. I know I said that in the last segment, but it's a point that cannot be emphasized enough. It cannot be overemphasized. Think about that. Hey kids, let's code our obsolescence with machine learning and artificial intelligence. Ridiculous. Stick around, we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, KosherTified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the KosherTified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line, engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up. Churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank. Fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty, except for one man still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up, and long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone.
Welcome back. There are some things that I haven't mentioned. You know, I've mentioned this week Guillermo Jimenez's, the site tracesofreality.com has been under maintenance for a while. What's up with that? That's not good. But that article back in 2013, the Sarnoffs and the CIA, who is Graham Fuller? Who is Graham Fuller? You know, the Boston bombing nonsense. And that article was put up almost immediately after the 2013 Boston Marathon nonsense. Is it me, or is it just an odd coincidence that there was a pressure cooker, allegedly, a thing that goes off in the same place and at the exact same moment that agencies are drilling? Huh. That's funny. Very strange. And then you have the Graham Fuller connection, which is, you know, who is Uncle Ruslan Sarny? You know, and this is an important article that everyone needs to familiarize themselves with. But if it's down right now, then that's not good. So that needs to come back. Anyway, don't know what's going on there, but somebody needs to check on that. Maybe I do. I don't know. The Bayer Monsanto nonsense, you know, Bayer burying the Monsanto name upon merger and acquisition is really diabolical. Why would you want to do that? Why not be proud of it? Well, for obvious reasons. I have not mentioned yet James Corbett's Bayer plus Monsanto equals a match made in hell, but that's worth watching. I'd watch it on CorbettReport.com, not YouTube. Because, you know, or them-tube, as James likes to call it. The description briefly reads, it is, and it was posted 3 days ago now. I keep meaning to mention it, but haven't yet. So it is hardly surprising that the first thing Bayer did after completing their takeover of Monsanto earlier this month was to announce that they were dropping the Monsanto name, merging the two companies' agrochemical divisions under the Bayer Crop Science name. After all, as everyone knows, Monsanto is one of the most hated corporations in the world. And that is really, I don't think, an understatement, excuse me, I don't think that's exaggerative. A company that has been sued. I mean, think about it. Why would you buy a company that has been sued by countries for a product that has been sued by countries? Glyphosate-based Roundup specifically, you know. A number of countries have banned this product and corporation. I know, let's buy it. What a great idea. Why? Well, for obvious reasons. After all, as James Corbett wrote, everyone knows Monsanto is one of the most hated corporations in the world, but Bayer itself has an equally atrocious history of death and destruction. Together, they are a match made in hell. And again, not an exaggeration, not hyperbole in my estimation. And you know, this goes back to the unholy Standard Oil IG Farben alliance. It's the Council of the Gods reconvening, basically, as it were. So that's important to mention. Another story we should all be familiar with. And why? Who cares? Because all of these things should change our view of the world and the things that are put in front of us that are destroying us. It is a fact that Walmart destroys local communities, local economies. It basically, I have said recently that all of these mechanisms create a junkie society. I mean, you have the drug epidemic that is most notably introduced by the intelligence community, most notably the CIA. I mean, again, it's no secret that the opium production in Afghanistan was basically stopped almost entirely by the Taliban. That is a fact of history that mainstream history recognizes. The UN official report on the subject, their numbers indicate that in 2000, opium production in Afghanistan was all but shut down by the leader of the Taliban, Mullah Muhammad Omar. And subsequent to U.S. invasion, opium production skyrockets 3,000 to 4,000% immediately. That's funny. Why is that? Where did all that opium go? You know, so that is a way to create a junkie system. This paper, this funny money system, that's a junkie system. Walmart in your local community, another junkie system, creating a junkie local economy, meaning it's always looking for its next fix. FEMA cash, same thing. You know, look at how the local law enforcement and first responder departments and agencies around the country. Look at your local comprehensive annual financial reports and see it's happening everywhere. Every little town and hamlet across this country is suffering because industry has been gutted and offshored, and technocrats are going the next step with technocracy and the zero marginal cost society, which is the obsoleting of labor. How do you get rid of all marginal cost? You get rid of labor. It's one of your greatest expenses. So then what wealth do you own and control? Virtually none. Property used to be important. Now information is sort of the new property. It's the new oil or whatever you want to call it. And bad guys can't gobble that up fast enough. Creating models. Jaron Lanier has spoken about how people, I mean, it's just ironic. You know, people aren't outraged when they're on Facebook or Google or whatever that their data is, which is essentially, you know, your data, like your property, your intellectual property in a sense, is just being, I don't know about stolen per se, you know, because you still sort of have it, but it's being borrowed surreptitiously and sold. Bought and sold on a daily basis, unbeknownst to you and I. Several times over. When was the last time you got a check in them? You should be receiving royalties for that. If you listen to Jaron Lanier, if Google thinks you're interesting, if Facebook thinks you're interesting, where's your royalty check? You know, those platforms shouldn't be free, and people gasp. Yeah, but if they want your data, that shouldn't be free either, right? But that's expensive if you pay 300 million people to access their – well, yeah, that's kind of the point. And that would create a whole different system, wouldn't it? There wouldn't just be this free-for-all. Corporations, you know, private and public corporations – trading willy-nilly your data with government corporations, which is all sort of redundant at a certain point. Anyway, our thinking should change. And, you know, I don't think that, you know, but in a system where we have been basically conditioned or engineered from womb to grave to think that servitude is really cool. You know, Aldous Huxley's Ultimate Revolution speech in Berkeley comes to mind, or, you know, what folks like Bertrand Russell wrote about that and the impact of science on society. You know, that Aldous Huxley, and both from generational old school bad guy families, but Huxley, author of Brave New World, saying, you know, I think there's a time coming when people, you know, through a pharmacological and what was the other means, psychological, I think, means will love their servitude. And Bertrand Russell sort of said the same thing before Huxley's Ultimate Revolution speech, when he said, the broader quote is to be expected that advances in physiology and psychology, technocracy, technocratic cybernetic manipulation of the man, the human use of human beings, will give governments much more control over individual mentality than they now have, even in totalitarian countries. Fidda laid it down, Johann Gottlieb Fidda, laid it down that education should aim at destroying free will. I know. Let's build an educational system based on his bad ideas. What a great idea. Fidda laid it down that education should aim at destroying free will so that after pupils have left school, they shall be incapable throughout the rest of their lives of thinking otherwise than as their schoolmasters would have wished. Skipping forward, Russell wrote, diet, injections, and injunctions will combine from a very early age to produce the sort of character and the sort of beliefs that the authorities consider desirable. And any serious criticism of the powers that be will become psychologically impossible and socially shunned, I might add. Even if all are miserable, all will believe themselves happy because the government will tell them they are so. Isn't that fun? And I feel like that's where we are. And then, you know, along similar lines, I've mentioned recently, and it's always, I think, worth repeating, Carl Sagan's words mentioned recently. But, you know, from the his book, A Candle in the Dark, The Demon-Haunted World, Science is a Candle in the Dark. He put it this way. The dumbing down of America is most evident in the slow decay of substantive content in the, well, yeah, the dumbing down of America is the most evident is most evident in the slow decay of substantive content in the enormously influential media, the 30-second sound bites, now down to 10 seconds or less. And there was that Time magazine story, again, that folks like Richard Grove pointed to. It's 8 seconds, 1 second less than a goldfish. And some people, I really believe, you know, not everyone, but I think there is a there is an application. It is applicable at some level. Lowest common denominator programming, credulous presentations on pseudoscience and superstition, but especially, and this is the punchline, I think, but especially a kind of celebration of ignorance. And I think he was absolutely right. The plain lesson, he wrote, is that study and learning, not just of science, but of anything, are avoidable, even undesirable. They're not chic. They're not vogue. They're not cool, those things, to study and to learn. And so we're conditioned. You know, we've been softened up. Renee in North Carolina in her call yesterday mentioned that, you know, the starving out of people, We've had a soft starving out of people. I alluded to the 1938 Agricultural Adjustment Act, which, as I mentioned yesterday, by the way, was on the heels of the 1933 Agricultural Adjustment Act, which was ruled unconstitutional, as was the precursor to the Federal Reserve Act. And these things, the 16th Amendment, same thing. Oh, we can't do it with an act. We'll just make it an amendment then. Anyway, how many people have read Beckman and Bill Benson's The Law That Never Was, two-volume series? So the starving out of people, it's softer now. If you're not as brutal and harsh with your tyrannical regime, then you know what? People just kind of sort of acclimate to the slavery, don't they? Especially when you're sort of engineering out of them a ruggedness. And speaking of those protocols or communist rules, we've been encouraged to attack and not believe in or have faith in our leadership for decades. But, you know, the real point here is rugged self-reliance. People are not rugged and self-reliant in this country. There is this encouragement, even with the great names and people that are doing great work that, Dave in Wisconsin and I talked about yesterday, for example. Still, there is this encouragement not of people to be reliant upon themselves, their own family, families band together. That's what's cool. That's what's chic. But instead, social programs and by whatever means, whether it's federal government, local agency, whatever, that's what people are encouraged to do. It's not just, it's almost considered, well, it's not cool. It's been cast in the public eye as being uncool, self-reliant, which is very unfortunate. That's patently un-American, in my opinion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Final segment of the first hour of today's broadcast this Friday, June 29, 2018. Some folks remember Derry Brownfield. I've been thinking about Derry Brownfield a lot lately for some reason. I don't know, maybe it's the Monsanto thing, but he used to tell us the truth. I remember Derry Brownfield was one of the loudest voices outspoken against things like Nays, Monsanto, the Terminator seeds, Roundup, and all that kind of stuff. But these days, are people, you know, familiar? Do kids know about that history? And, you know, kind of an interesting, you know, farmer guy with a radio background. There's an article on Organic Consumers Association, organicconsumers.org, back in 2008, which is a great article titled Popular Radio Announcer Ousted After Ripping Monsanto's Goon Squads. And this sort of gets to the point that I'm making. We're trying to make in the last hour, you know, to do this, to be ruggedly self-sufficient, self-reliant, to speak out against evil or, you know, bad things is a good thing. It should be popular. It should be celebrated. The opposite should be frowned upon or scorned. You know, Isaiah chapter 5, woe to those who put evil for good and good for evil, light for dark, dark for light, bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter, that kind of thing. Let's get our heads screwed on straight. We used to have our heads screwed on straight in this society, in spite of, you know, Bernaysian propaganda notwithstanding. So from the article, May 1, 2008, popular radio announcer ousted after ripping Monsanto's goon squads. And people, you know, I don't know if people know this history, but from the article, if you have heard of Learfield Communications, it's probably from listening to college football and basketball games. The Jefferson City, Missouri-based Learfield is one of the nation's largest broadcasters of college sports, but it also produces news programming heard throughout the Farm Belt. Learfield was started 35 years ago by Clyde Lear and Derry Brownfield, hence Learfield. Lear went on to be the chairman of the company. He bought out his friend and partner Brownfield in 1985. Brownfield went on to do market news reports for the Learfield News Division until 1997 or so, when he started broadcasting a daily call-in show called the Common Sense Coalition. Remember the Common Sense Coalition? It was awesome. Derry Brownfield would broadcast the Common Sense Coalition from the studios of Learfield Communications. Learfield would subsidize the program and allow Brownfield to use its studios and satellite hookup. But then what happened? Well, I'll finish the story in the second hour on the other side of this break. Stick around, we'll be right back. Second hour coming up.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.